The Democratic presidential nominee vowed to continue the fight for democracy at a gala in Washington this weekend, hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. Addressing members of the Congressional Black Caucus,
I truly believe that America is ready to turn the page on the politics of division and hate.
Vice President Kamala Harris says as president, she would work to build a strong middle-class economy and protect freedoms, like the right to vote and reproductive choice. She says another 4 years of Donald Trump would threaten the gains made in the Biden administration.
We have a vision of a future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead.
Tuesday, she'll meet with members of the National Association of Black Journalists in Philadelphia. Thursday, she rallies online with Oprah Winfrey. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.